This is the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. And I just have to say a big Merry Christmas to you both, Jeff and Camille. Can't believe we're in the midst of Christmas season.
It's amazing how quickly the years go by. Aww. And yes, Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Happy holidays. Be safe and just enjoy your families.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. It's so funny because I was just talking to Jeff and I was going, you know, this December has gone by so quickly where I've met with a lot of our client families and they're going, Happy Holidays. And I'm going, hey, wait a second. Like, it's not that time yet. I'm still going to see you again. and you know, I'm already, you know, mid-December into December. And it's just crazy. And I'm going, wow, this holiday has definitely snuck up on me, but I'm really excited because it is our first Christmas with my daughter.
I know. So, I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, so that's nice and exciting, and it's fun to, you know, watch her look at all the lights and think about all the traditions that we're going to start with her.
Yeah,
and she got to go see Santa, and she didn't cry.
And she didn't.
Which I thought was amazing.
Brave little girl.
She didn't cry, but she did pull on his beard and look at him like, who is this man?
You look funny.
Yeah. It was pretty cute. Yeah.
Very cute. Love it.
Well, with interest rates on the rise and continued pressures from inflation and a crypto crash, plus, did any of your favorite athletes or actors retire this year? Well, we're winding down the year of 2022, and with a look at the top financial and retirement headlines this year, thank you for joining us on the Monolith Money Show today. I'm very excited to talk about what has happened in this year and what to look forward to coming in 2023. Our phone number is 916-367-6430, and you can head to our website at any time. We've got a plethora of information out there and some great brochures you can download for more information on any of the topics we talk about, and listen to our past radio shows as well. That is monolithfinancial.com, M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H financial.com.
All right, guys, I thought it would be fun to just take a quick look back at some of the celebrities who have announced their retirement in 2022. That's what we're going to do right now, is kind of just look back on our past year. So we all know Tom Brady had perhaps the shortest retirement in history. He announced on February 1st he was going to retire from the NFL, only to return on March 13th.
Well, and it was a good thing because with him being the quarterback, the 49ers got to whoop on him. So.
Oh, my gosh, I know. Oh, what about that? And then to think he's having just such a bad year, you know?
Well, going through a divorce and all that. I mean, come on. Yeah. It's a lousy time of life, and he's not winning. So that's the other part.
That's why, they say go out on top, but we know he's coming back another year, right? Because he's certainly not on top. And then this is kind of cute. This is also a football player, retired football player, Andrew Whitworth, and I guess his nickname's Big Wit. He retired, but he joked on Instagram last spring when all of his teammates were headed to, the mini camp for the year, training camp. He's on his way to the grocery store, okay? He takes a picture of himself, and he posted this. Retirement is great, they said. You will love it, they said. Go get the groceries, she said. And he's got a picture of himself loading up the groceries in the back of the car. And, all his other teammates are headed to practice. So
that sounds like something we always joke about here in our office and just say, well, your honey-do list is going to get a little bit long, so you won't be bored for long.
That's for sure. That's for sure. But then also, if you look at some actors this year, of course, we know Bruce Willis had to retire because of health issues. Very, very sad. But also Jim Carrey, Sandra Bullock, and Cameron Diaz have definitely announced their retirement. So,
wow,
kind of
sad. Are some big names.
Yeah, big names.
I never knew actresses and actors actually announced retirement.
I know. I think it's a new thing, Jeff.
They just stopped getting parts.
Yeah.
Or just stopped showing up in movies.
Yeah, I think that's the deal.
I love all those actors and actresses, though. So that'll be a little bit sad to not see them. But Everyone's got to retire at some point.
Yeah, that's right. And I kind of think they wanted their privacy. You know, I think that might have been it. They just kind of, I'm like, done with Hollywood. I want my privacy back. But also, one of our top contributors to our show this year, you guys know, is Jerome Powell. He's the chair of the Federal Reserve. And we've heard from him quite a bit on our show as the Fed has really tried to push to raise those interest rates in order to help cool inflation. So I want you to hear what he has to say one final time on our show this year.
If we over-tighten, then we have the ability with our tools, which are powerful, as we showed at the beginning of the pandemic. We can support economic activity strongly if that happens, if that's necessary. On the other hand, if you make the mistake in the other direction and you let this drag on, then it's a year or two down the road and you're realizing inflation behaving the way it can. You're realizing that you didn't actually get it. You have to go back in.
So your reaction to that, Jeff?
So it's interesting how they are justifying raising the rates so quickly. And it's been very frustrating to a lot of people. A lot of clients that we have that are looking at getting out of maybe California, moving into a new home somewhere else and having a bit of a loan, is those loan rates have been going crazy. So it's a real kind of crazy time right now with the market going down and interest rates going up.
Okay. Yeah. So true. Interesting time right now. Another thing that happened here this past year, Social Security Administration announced another big cost of living adjustment. In fact, one of the biggest in decades for next year, with an 8.7% increase in benefits. So does that have your clients kind of excited, Camille?
Well, they're excited because they actually get to keep that inflation raise. So normally when there's that cost of living, you know, the Medicare also goes up. So it kind of gets eaten away from that. And so it's kind of that first year where we're going, wow, we actually get a raise and we get to keep it. Plus the Medicare rates for 2023 have actually gone down as far as that Medicare Part B premium. So that's been really nice for a lot of our clients. And, you know, we're letting them know that, and that is part of what we are adjusting for in their overall Monolith money map and their planning, so that we know, hey, you've gotten this raise, but also now we know you're getting more in Social Security. So if we're talking about maybe Roth conversions or something, we're going to be looking at how much we can now convert in 2023, knowing they have a larger Social Security now. So a lot of things in play, but it is really exciting, especially with that inflation rate being so high. It is wonderful for a lot of people that do count on Social Security being a main part of their income.
So if you have questions about Social Security or just about your income in retirement, Jeff and Camille are offering a chance for you to come in and see them and have a complimentary meeting with them. 916-367-6430. That's the number to call. If you've saved about $200,000 for retirement, that would be awesome because Jeff and Camille could help you. They do help people who have quite a bit more than that, though. But all you have to do is pick up the phone and set up an appointment with them. Maybe just have a 15-minute retirement ready phone call if you want to see, am I ready for retirement? Do I have all my ducks in a row? Go in and see them because they're going to talk to you not only about income and Social Security benefits, but oh my goodness, they offer you this map, this Monolith money map, which covers income, investment strategies, tax strategies, healthcare, and estate planning. All these things we talk about on our show, that's what you need to plan for in retirement. And Jeff and Camille are a father-daughter legacy team who can help you do just that from Monolith Financial Group. Check them out on their website. It's monolithfinancial.com. And we thank you so much for joining us today. We're taking a look at the top financial stories of 2022. Here's something that just happened this fourth quarter. People who were hoping that rising interest rates and higher levels of inflation would be really good for some alternative assets like cryptos and gold had a rude awakening here with the crypto crash and the gold sell-off. So what's the lesson for people who are always looking for that shiny new object with their finances, Jeff?
Well, Luann, there's always going to be a new shiny object, but put on your sunglasses so you can kind of see through the shininess of it and understand, you know, what you're actually looking at. A lot of people made a lot of money with that crypto before this crash, but it's one of those items, I'll just say, that is actually in the market. You can see it go up and down, but what's really backing it? That's one of those things that you kind of look at and shake your head and go, what is this really about? Mm-hmm. And that's where the market is something that I don't think most people should play in. You should have a definite plan in it. And that's what we do, is we put your market money in a plan that fits your overall retirement plan.
Right. Yeah, very good. So really, when you think about all these top financial stories of the year, the underlying theme is inflation. It was at its peak in June, where it was at 9.1%. That's the highest rate in 40 years. So bottom line is, we have to make sure that we prepare for inflation in retirement. Tell us how you do that, Camille.
Well, it all is going to start with a plan. So many times we have sat with people that have come in, and actually just recently we sat with a lady, and she had come to one of our workshops, and we had a question at the bottom that says, you know, do you have a plan, and, you know, where are you in that plan? And she had marked, I have a full plan. Well, upon sitting with her, there was actually no plan. She had a lot of ideas in her head. However, there was nothing written out, nothing to really stress test her retirement. And that's one of the biggest things that we focus on. And especially when you've got a situation like rising inflation rates. I had one of our client families, they asked me and they said, Camille, would you mind going ahead? And this was the beginning of inflation on the rise. And he said, would you mind going ahead and just showing me what my retirement plan would look like if we had a 5% compounding inflation rate for the rest of my retirement years? Mm-hmm. And now the average is about 3.4% over the last 30 plus years. But I said, no problem. And that's really the power that a written financial retirement plan, that monolith money map, can provide to our client families is, hey, if you've got a question as far as, when can I retire? Am I going to be okay if inflation does continue to rise and it sticks around at this higher rate? Well, how do you know that if you don't have an actual written plan that you can stress test? And that's why we have that monolith money map, is we want to give our client families that confidence and comfort knowing, hey, if inflation continues to go this way, you're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Or not often, but you know, sometimes it's going, well, where's maybe an area you could cut out for a little bit? You know, are you spending too much money at Starbucks or doing a lot of Amazon shopping? One of my favorite things I like to say is Amazon is wonderful because it gets you with that, you know, I want it and I want it right now. But I say, add the item to your cart, but save it for later. And if you come back and you still want that item in a week or so, then you do truly want it. So it's those little things you kind of look at and go, okay, where do I really want to spend my money and what's most important? And that all comes down to that plan and being able to stress test all these different things like taxes and inflation or healthcare or when you retire, and really understand what impact does that have on me and what does that mean for my overall years in retirement.
916-367-6430. That is the number to call Jeff and Camille. If you want to go in and see them, or better yet, just set up a 15-minute retirement-ready phone conversation. This has been the Best of the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday and Sunday. And to find out more about the team, go to their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated.